Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. And oh, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. But before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and do the pledge. And if you're, even if you're at home alone or if you have other people with you, whatever, go ahead and join me. Of course, I won't hear you. That's okay. Join me in saying the pledge. And I think we just need to maybe do these things a little bit more often to remember what we're about and what this country is about and what we have to do to save it. So anyway, I pledge allegiance to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I hope you could hear that okay. Not sure what just got hung up in my throat. It's probably everything we're going to talk about. Freedom of speech is what got hung up in my throat. But anyway, please remember to do the Pledge of Allegiance from time to time. Just because we're not in a formal setting, in a commission meeting or a public meeting of some sort or whatever, we can still say the Pledge of Allegiance and remember what it's all about. And remembering that it's one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. A republic. We are a republic. So, because some people just don't seem to get those pieces together. So please do that from time to time. Okay, now today, you can see I got out there election 2022 and the GOP freedom of speech in Florida. Let's talk about it. Yeah, let's talk about freedom of speech. What does that really mean? And Karen will be joining us here shortly, I hope. And she's going to be able to tell you, she was a witness to what happened, and she was actually a victim to it as well. And let's see, I'm going to double check to see. Okay. Yep, she's going to be just a little bit late, but she will be, she plans on joining if she's able to. But I got to tell you, and I may read the letter on the air because that may be the best way to do this, of what I sent to our Florida's state attorney general. Last Friday, this is a true story, really happened. In Florida, the so-called freedom state, there was an event. Ashley Moody, who is the current state attorney general, who's running for re-election, had an event in Jackson County, and they were calling it Bagels and Badges. Okay, it was a the Jackson County Sheriff's Department was had sponsored an event, and Ashley Moody was there. Whatever, something to that effect. That this was this event, and I had been invited from somebody else who was a member of the Republican Executive Committee. It was Karen who was invited. She'll tell you that when she joins. She had been invited, and she had invited me to join. This was last Friday morning in Marianna, Florida, Jackson County. And so I thought, okay, well, this will be neat to go see the state attorney general, see what she says. I've definitely seen a lot of stuff she's been doing. Overall a supporter of her, what she's done, and, of course, being part of the DeSantis administration kind of thing. So it's all looking good. And so, okay, yeah, I'm going to go. And so I get over there. The event started, was to start at 8:30. I got over there a little after 8 o'clock in the morning, parked my car, went inside, went up to the building, and there were a couple of Jackson County Sheriff deputies outside. And I said I was there for the Ashley Moody event, and they said, oh, yeah, this is it. So I went inside, no big deal. And then while there, this other deputy, sheriff deputy, approaches me and begins to hassle me and harass me as I'm wearing a T-shirt that says, I love my country, it's the government I'm afraid of. And it may be best if I just go ahead and read the letter to you, because I kind of go through it all, and I also to so you can see what I have shared with Ashley Moody. But what they did, this officer harassing me, interrogating me, and forcing me out, escorting me out of the building, was totally unconstitutional. And I am looking into some options, and we'll maybe talk about that a little bit more, but I'll hold off on that for right now. But the main thing is for you to know this is what really happened right here in Jackson County, Florida, an area that's supposed to be conservative. And I put some numbers, phone numbers out there, names and phone numbers, emails. I'm asking everybody listening, after you, if you did not receive my email, which had the communication and everything, if you didn't receive that, after this show, after listening to what I tell you, and if you're as much appalled by it and just outraged by this total anti-American, unconstitutional government, even right here in good old Jackson County, Florida, you need to contact the people I've listed on that show page. The Republican Party, if this is what the Republican Party stands for, it's not, we can't go there. We're not going to be saved, and this is the other point, which I say over and over again, and I believe Karen has said it many times, many of us have said it, the Republican Party is not going to save this country. And what happened here with Ashley Moody, who is a Republican, state attorney general, and Clint Pate, who is the current chairman of the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee, what he did was outrageous. He is also a county commissioner in Jackson County right now, and he's also running for he's termed out of the run, so now he's running for state representative. We cannot have people like Clint Pate in public office. And not if you want to save this country. If you want another, want a rhino, if you want a Democrat, you know, rhino, Republican in name only, if you want an anti-American Democrat out there, then, you know, he's your guy. But I'm going to tell people don't vote for him. I'm definitely not going to vote for him. When you hear the whole story here, I think you'll understand why. But the whole point is we cannot be quiet about what happened here. We cannot just be passive and act like this is okay. This is what's happening at all levels. Literally, just imagine now I'm wearing this T-shirt. It says, I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. And because it had been raining, I actually had a jacket over it, and you almost couldn't even see the T-shirt. But I was forced out of this event, escorted out, because I wore that T-shirt. And I have to tell you, if our law enforcement is scared of that statement, I love my country, it's my government I'm afraid of, if law enforcement is intimidated by that statement or somehow is flagging me as some kind of person who's going to cause problems because I wore that, then we have a really, really big problem. It's outrageous. We cannot accept this. And you got to understand, this is a GOP event. I mean, these deputies who were there, and of course, you know, our tax dollars pay for these deputies to go to these events and paid whatever it was they sponsored it, whatever else. But I don't know what the political affiliation with these deputies are, especially the one, W. Birch. I don't know his first name. I would guess it's probably William, but I don't know that. W. Birch was the name on his badge or on his tag. And so I don't know what his affiliation is, but I do know the affiliation of these other people. And to be perfectly honest, and just for the benefit of the doubt, I myself never saw Ashley Moody. She may not have been there when this all happened. She may have gotten there after it. She may not have been aware of what was really, really going on. So, like I said, giving her the benefit of the doubt. But that's why I had to send the letter to her, because it was her event. As everything I've been told, it was her event. It was sponsored. It was sponsored by the Jackson County Sheriff's Department, and she was invited or whatever. Somehow it was between the two of them. And the fact it was a Jackson County Sheriff's event, that was a public thing. They keep forgetting who they work for. They keep forgetting who pays for these things. Because this one deputy was telling me I was not invited there, or that that it was a law enforcement event and a closed event, and I was not allowed to be there. And at this point in time, Karen Schoen, who was the one who invited me, had not arrived yet. So you got to kind of keep in mind what's happening here. So I think it might be easier. Let me see if I can pull up this letter quickly. And I will just read it to you. And as usual, I always have a couple of typos, whatever, but that's pretty much normal for me when it comes to doing these things. Let's see here. Okay, and again, this actually happened on Friday, July 15th. This was at 8:30 in the morning. And so this is being addressed to Ashley Moody, Florida Attorney General, from me. And the event was Mariana Bagels and Badges event, and it was for law enforcement type of thing, but Ashley Moody was there speaking. And Karen Schoen had been invited through the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee, and she invited me. Okay, let me just do one other quick thing here so I can read this quickly. Okay, it is my outrage, anguish, total disbelief, and disappointment that forces me to send this email letter to you about the unconstitutional treatment I received at your Bagels and Badges event in Mariana, Florida on Friday, July 15, 2022, where a Jackson County Sheriff deputy violated my freedom of speech rights that prevented me from being able to meet you and to hear your plans for the next term in office. I must also note Jackson County Republican Executive Committee, it's J.C. Rec is the way I have it, Chairman Clint Pate endorsed this unconstitutional behavior. Governor DeSantis needs to be concerned if he is under the impression Florida is the freedom state. Let me explain exactly what happened to me at this event. Let me know what you, as the Florida State Attorney General, attorney, are going to do to ensure that the state of Florida still believes in freedom of speech and protects this precious right. I live in Jackson County, Florida. I have been invited to your Bagels and Badges event in Mariana, Florida, scheduled for Friday, July 15, 2022. I arrived at the event just after 8 a.m. Central Time. The person that invited me had not yet arrived. It was my understanding the event was from 8:30 to 9:30 a.m. Central Time. I spoke to two Jackson County Sheriff deputies before entering the facility. The deputies confirmed that I was at the right place. All seemed well. I was very much looking forward to meeting you in person for the first time and hearing what you had to say and maybe having an opportunity to ask you a question. I entered the building and went down to the area set up for the event. Standing alone, waiting for the person who invited me, looking to see if there was a guest sign-in book, not saying a word to anyone, I was approached by Jackson County Sheriff Deputy W. Birch. He introduced himself, I introduced myself, and shook his hand. He asked me where I was from. I thought he was just being cordial, but apparently he was interrogating me. And what I initially thought was just a casual, cordial conversation, I explained I was from Orange County, Florida. I had moved to Jackson County back in October. He continued to interrogate me, asking multiple questions about why I moved out of Orange County. While his questions seemed a little excessive, I explained for multiple reasons: Walt Disney World, out of control growth, transportation problems, flooding in the area due to the reckless growth management. And I further explained and disclosed I was born and raised in Orlando, and I no longer enjoyed living there. Seemed pretty simple, right? Okay. At about that point, Deputy Birch asked me a question. Was I there to cause trouble? And I guess he would have been saying, are you here to cause trouble? I mean, this is what he says to me. And I answered, no. I was just there to see and learn, what you had to say. Of course, this letter is going to Ashley Moody. I further explained I was just there to see and learn what you had to say. He then made a totally inappropriate comment about the T-shirt I was wearing, which was under a jacket where very little of the T-shirt could be seen. Not an exact quote, but he had said something to the effect, well, I have to tell you, with the T-shirt you are wearing, it looks like you don't belong here. It looks like you are going to cause trouble. And let's see here. And we don't want any trouble here. And again, these are not exact quotes. If I would have realized the sheriff deputy was going to interrogate me for wearing a T-shirt, I would have been more careful to use my cell phone and record the conversation. Did Deputy W. Birch have his body camera on? Maybe he has recorded this incident. I never thought to record a simple encounter with a Jackson County sheriff deputy that approached me at your event. I had done nothing wrong. I hope by now you can sense the anguish and total disbelief I had about the way I was being treated. The T-shirt I was wearing said, "I love my country. It's my government I'm afraid of." That is a very true statement for me. I explained that to Deputy Birch. I said several times, "I am afraid of what my government is doing. Is that illegal? I thought Florida was the freedom state." I love my country. It's my government. I am afraid of it. It's freedom of speech. I mentioned this to Deputy W. Birch. This violation of my freedom of speech happened at your event. This deputy continued to harass me, telling me it was a closed law enforcement event, a private event, and I was not allowed there, regardless of the fact I had been invited. He escorted me out of the building. I have never been escorted out of a building before. I was afraid I was going to be arrested like the January 6th American Patriots were while standing outside waiting for the person who invited me, again, which was Karen Schoen. Deputy W. Birch told me I couldn't stand anywhere on the property. And again, I had done nothing wrong. I had been invited to your event, Bagels and Badges event in Marianna, Florida. This treatment is outrageous in what is supposed to be a free nation in a free state. Ask anyone that knows me. I'm an American that strongly believes in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution. I am very much afraid of losing my country due to the actions of an out-of-control anti-American government like this Jackson County Sheriff Deputy. My concerns include the illegal immigration invasion that is going on right now, ESG, everything about COVID-19, and how it took away most of our basic rights and destroyed lives, along with total destruction of most of our fundamental rights like freedom of speech. The message on my T-shirt, "I love my country, it's my government I'm afraid of," is true as I see it, and it stands as an expression of free speech. I had done absolutely nothing to raise concern for Jackson County Sheriff Deputy W. Birch. It concerns me greatly if Florida law enforcement is afraid of a few harmless, non-threatening words like, "I love my country, it's my government I'm afraid of." More to the point, what happened to me at your event is totally un-American and unconstitutional. The actions of this deputy made me look around to see if I was still in the USA, or was I in Nazi Germany? I am a baby boomer. I grew up believing America was a free country and we had freedom of speech. Freedom to say or wear a T-shirt that says, "I love my country, it's my government I'm afraid of." Please explain to me why any American law enforcement deputy would be afraid of that statement. The deputy violated my rights and his oath by refusing to enforce our U.S. Constitution at your event. The actions of Deputy W. Birch is a perfect example of why I have to be afraid of my unconstitutional government. Please explain what has happened to freedom of speech in the state of Florida. As stated earlier, as Florida State Attorney General, you should be very concerned about the way I was treated. Governor DeSantis also needs to be concerned if he is under the impression Florida is the freedom state. I now know firsthand Jackson County, Florida, is not a free speech zone, and there is no freedom without freedom of speech. You really need to address what happened here. What happened here? Are American patriots' rights violated like this at your other events? Please prove to me you will defend our rights under the U.S. Constitution. The person who had invited me had arrived shortly after this incident, and this same deputy questioned her right to be there. The deputy harassed her too. She said it was he said this was a closed event by invitation only. She explained that she was a member of the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee and had been invited. The deputy, and she said REC is what she said. The deputy didn't know what REC was. She told him Jackson County Republican Executive Committee and further explained to the deputy she was a member of the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee. Again, she was invited. He still did not allow her entry. She then asked to speak to Clint Pate. Okay, now, as I was mentioning at the beginning of the show, Clint Pate is the current chair of the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee. He's also currently a Jackson County commissioner, and he's a candidate for the Florida House. Clint Pate currently, came to the door and basically went along with the deputy that due to the information on my shirt, I was not allowed to attend. The person that invited me would have been allowed to enter, but elected not to do so due to the un-American and unconstitutional treatment directed at me. It's important for you to know that I have been to several Jackson County Republican Executive Committee events where Clint Pate was present, including the Ronald Reagan dinner. I asked Mr. Pate in front of the deputies if I had ever created problems at these events. He said no. Additionally, Mr. Pate seemed to have totally forgotten about when I volunteered to help him with his golf Jackson County Republican Executive Committee golf fundraising event. Sad to say, Clint Pate has proven beyond any reasonable doubt to me he is another typical GOP rhino. I do not know the party affiliation or beliefs of Sheriff Deputy W. Birch, but Clint Pate is a Republican, a rhino. If the GOP plans to save our country, we cannot elect GOP representatives like Clint Pate, who reject our most basic rights of freedom of speech. Needless to say, I will not be voting for Clint Pate. I have shared my experience with other Jackson County residents/voters. They, too, are appalled by the way my friend and I were treated. They cannot believe there's no freedom of speech in Jackson County, Florida. I cannot fully express my deep concerns as to what this really means for we the people. The U.S. is falling right in front of us, and the GOP rhinos like Clint Pate is helping to destroy it. Bottom line, this incident that occurred at your event that rejected freedom of speech and harassed me for being an American patriot is exactly why I wear a T-shirt that says, I love my country, it's the government I'm afraid of. This event supports my concerns that my country is falling due to a group of Nazi, Marxist, communists pretending to be Americans. Both the Jackson County Sheriff's Department and the Republican Clint Pate, chair of the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee, violated my rights and their oath of office. They totally failed to abide by and defend our Constitution. This is not acceptable. As Florida State Attorney General, you really need to address these very unconstitutional actions. And then I gave her my contact information. But this is what happened. I mean, it's totally, totally outrageous. All I did was go there. I was standing there, not hurting anybody, and I was forced to be escorted out of the building to not go there. We cannot accept this, people. We cannot. Those of you who listen, who know me, have known me for years. I go, I ask questions, I'm honest about things, I address the problems, but I don't do crazy things. I don't go and tear down buildings or whatever else. I mean, in this particular case, I didn't even carry in a notebook with any kind of papers with questions. I had my purse. I didn't carry anything else. Frequently when I go to such events, I will carry materials that I hand out to other people. Even sometimes it's just contact information. Please contact me if you want to come on the show and talk about what you're running for. So, you know, basic stuff like that. It doesn't mean there's no violence to it. Absolutely no violence. And, you know, the other thing is going into this building, it's important to understand, entering this building, there was no checkpoint. There wasn't any sign-in sheet or say, you know, this is a private event, who were you invited by? There was nothing like that. I just walked right in, and it was this deputy, for whatever reason, you know, you have to figure out what side of the aisle you think he's on. He's obviously, to me, on the Marxist-Communist side. Came after me and started harassing me, and all because I wore a shirt that said, I love my country, it's my government, it's the government I'm afraid of. That is why I was put out of there. And again, Karen Schoen would have been allowed to go in, but she elected not to because of what happened. But so if it wasn't, she didn't have any written formal invitation either. The invitation was, as I understand it, was announced at the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee, their last meeting that they had. They announced that Ashley Moody was coming to this event and that everybody was invited. It was an open event. There was no other, you just can't say this stuff. This guy was making this stuff up, and it wouldn't have mattered if it was a sheriff deputy event, or I should say sheriff department event. That was our tax dollars. That was our tax dollars. And he should have been going around. If that was the case, I didn't see him going around checking anybody else. But he made that comment. Well, that shirt you're wearing, I have to tell you, that shirt you're wearing makes me think you're here to cause trouble. I don't think you're just here for this. And it was like I was in shock at this point. And you can probably tell by the way I'm talking right now, the frustration, and I am still in shock, that something like this happened. All because of a shirt that said, I love my country, it's the government I'm afraid of. That is what the shirt said. There was nothing more to it. There wasn't even any pictures. It was a dark-colored shirt with white letters. This is what I was forced out of. This is the most, how much more basic of a denial of freedom of speech can you get? How much more? And if you think this is outrageous, if you think what happened here is wrong, I'm asking you to please call the Republican Party of Florida. You should really call the Republican Party in general, because this is all part of it. Definitely call the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee. And again, I've given the website there. And Clint Pate, remember, he is the, I've got his email and his phone numbers there. He is the chair of the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee. He is a commissioner on the Jackson County Commission. And now he wants to run for state representative. Why would I trust this person with my rights at the state level? And, of course, he would assume he's going to try to go up the food chain. Why would I go there? There's no way I'm going to vote for him. And I'm going to make sure everybody I talk to knows what he did. There is an upcoming meeting. The next commission meeting in the evening is not this Thursday, but next Thursday. I will be there, and I will be making a statement about the fact that Jackson County, Florida, is not a free speech zone. They block our rights to freedom of speech in Jackson County, and this Commissioner Clint Pate was part of it. They need to do something to ensure that we do this. And again, we also need to ensure that Ashley Moody does something about this too. I've had a few calls here and there from people asking me about it, but nothing major at this point, and I haven't heard from anybody in Jackson County, including the sheriff, because the sheriff was copied on that email that I sent out. Haven't heard from him, or I don't really expect to hear from Governor DeSantis, but I think he needs to be aware, and I sure hope Governor DeSantis if I was to send this to that nutcase out in California, Newsom, this is exactly what he was saying. Florida takes away freedom of speech. Well, actually, right here, he did. Florida did take away my freedom of speech, right here. So, you know what? If you're going to go and push back on the nutcase out there, you better make sure we actually have freedom of speech in the state of Florida. Because right now, based on what happened here, we don't have freedom of speech. And I have to say, if this happened right here, where else is it going to happen in the state of Florida? Where is it not going to happen in the state of Florida? And I want something done about it. Speaking with a person earlier, they were explaining some of the things about the violation of the oath of office. And I was actually being educated a little bit more on the oath of office when it comes to the oath of office to uphold the U.S. Constitution versus the state constitution. And these are separate oaths. And so there may be some other violations going on right here in the state of Florida as we speak. And I'm hoping that person will call in and explain all of it, because I believe that they can explain it much better than what I could. It was very interesting what they were telling me on this. And so hopefully they can call in and tell you. But the whole point is what they did was unconstitutional. It's outrageous. And everybody listening to this should be annoyed that this is happening. And if you've been the victim of it too, please feel free to share that. You know, when you call in 347-857-4364, make sure you press the 1 so I'll know that you want to speak and I'll get you on the air. And like I say, Karen is going to be joining us here. Let me see if I've got any kind of update of when she might be able to join, because she was there. Okay, let's see here. Okay. It was kind of funny. Should I take off the T-shirt? Don't think that would have necessarily helped the situation. Who knows? And I won't go there. But it was kind of interesting that he never even said, well, if you keep the jacket closed, it won't be a problem. But that wouldn't have been right either. And I truthfully, I wouldn't have done it. I had a jacket on over this T-shirt, and he had to go out of his way to even read it, to be perfectly honest, for him to read it when I had a jacket on over the shirt. But he, in all likelihood, he was just familiar with it because it's quite popular. I get compliments all the time, and people ask where you can get this shirt. You know, I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. I have all sorts of stuff for that on it. And I would encourage people to go out there, if I could afford it, I'd go buy 1,000 of those T-shirts and make sure I get anybody that goes to the county meeting with me this coming week has one to wear and that we all wear it in there, because the message has to be put out there. This was outrageous. Totally, totally outrageous. It baffles the mind to think a Jackson County Sheriff Deputy W. Birch, based on the tag, his name tag, say, you know, you can't stay in here because I don't like your shirt. That shirt you're wearing, that means you're going to cause trouble. A shirt that says, I love my country. That sounds violent, doesn't it? I love my country. That sounds really violent. I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. That really sounds like something inciting some kind of violence, doesn't it? I was making a few jokes outside of the building when Karen Schoen was there, and people are just always so afraid of me. Anybody that knows me, I'm vertically challenged, about 5 feet tall and shrinking. So I really don't put on any kind of threat in any way, put some kind of threat to people. This was insane, and I was just standing there. I was standing there. He walked up to me, started interrogating me, and said, no, we don't like that shirt you're wearing. We don't like that you've got, I love my country, it's the government I'm afraid of. We don't like you in here for this. You have to leave. That's what it was. And you got to call the Jackson County Sheriff's Department as well. And I don't know if I actually put, let's see, I think I put all sorts of phone numbers out here. Websites and that, and I may not have had, well, it doesn't take much to find the Jackson County, Florida Sheriff's Department in website and call. You need to call them as well. I need for as many people, you don't going to make any big call. I mean, you don't have to, it's not any big to do. Take a matter of 5 or 10 minutes, call. Hopefully you're not stuck on hold too long, but I don't think that's going to be the problem. That you call there and you let them know that you are appalled by what happened, that we should have freedom of speech in this country, we should have freedom of speech in the state of Florida, if the state of Florida is going to be the freedom state. Cannot be the freedom state if you don't have freedom of speech. And, you know, contact Ron DeSantis' campaign. I mean, you can call his office, but the truth is you'll probably get better reaction or attention by sending it to the campaign. Send it to any news media as you want to. Share this information. Because Florida is supposed to be the freedom state. We're supposed to be the one setting the example. And we've done very good on so many things. Ron DeSantis has obviously, Governor DeSantis has done good. Ashley Moody has done good on things. But this is basic stuff. There's no question here. There can be no question of what was done here. They really can't. The nerve to even begin to think There's no, again, there's no question. There's absolutely no reason for what this deputy did to me, and it needs to be called out. It needs to be stopped. Now, again, some people have asked me about taking some kind of legal action. I don't know all the options. I was given a contact, and I'm going to look into it. If at a minimum, that deputy shouldn't be a deputy. At a minimum, that deputy should be. And if that sheriff doesn't take proper action against an unconstitutional deputy, then there's a problem there too. So we cannot let this sit. I'm really hoping that a few of you out there, I'm hoping all of you that are listening, will pick up the phone, make some phone calls, and say this is unacceptable. And if you're going to do this, Governor DeSantis, then don't pretend that Florida is a freedom state. Newsom's right. The nutcase in California is right. Florida doesn't believe in freedom of speech. And I'm going to say it umpteen times. I love my country. It's the government I'm afraid of. Just tell me how that is violent and inciting any kind of violence, threatening to anyone, and would deny me the right to listen to what Florida State Attorney General Ashley Moody said. Why? There's no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. And this is why we cannot elect people such as Clint Pate. Now, right now, Ashley Moody, she's, like I said, I don't know that she even knows this happened. I don't know where she was at in the grand scheme of things here. So I'm waiting to see what she says. And I contacted her in my email out. The email was sent to her office, the Attorney General's office, and it was also sent to the campaign. So she was there campaigning, telling people what a wonderful job she's been doing, why should she be reelected. And right now, I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I don't go around endorsing people, so please don't take that as any endorsement. I don't endorse people. But overall, I think she has done a good job. Is there anybody that's going to do a better job? I don't know of any. So right now, I would be inclined to vote for her as the way things are. But what I see her do on this is going to be is also going to have a very big impact on my decision. I'm not going to vote for somebody who's another anti-American Marxist communist who doesn't believe in freedom of speech either. I'm not going to intentionally vote for anybody like that. And I won't, so if it came down to, if she doesn't take action, doesn't speak up about what happened here, it will definitely cause me to think twice about voting for her. I won't vote for the other, so I just may not vote for anybody for state attorney general. That may be the thing. I don't know. I'm hopeful she's going to respond to this. I'm hopeful the Jackson County Sheriff is going to respond to this. And then, as I've said to others, if you're here in Jackson County, Marianna area, we need you to go to that commission meeting, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, and express your outrage that there's no freedom of speech in Jackson County of what happened here. We need to put it in their face and say it's not acceptable. These were Republicans who did this. The deputy, I don't know. Don't know the political affiliation of that deputy. But Ashley Moody is definitely a Republican, and Clint Pate is definitely a Republican. And Clint Pate was the one who went out there and said, well, yeah, the shirt really isn't acceptable. Yeah, you can't go in there with that shirt. He wimped out. He has no backbone. He has no courage. Take all that and a plain old rhino, I guess. You would have to be a rhino to go along with that, but you'd also have to be a coward and a person with no courage to go and do that. When this guy knows me, he didn't seem to have a problem when I was there volunteering at one of his fundraisers for the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee. That was okay. He didn't seem to have a problem taking that check from me when I went to the Ronald Reagan dinner. Didn't have a problem there. He saw me there. He saw me at both those events. And then there's been a couple other things here and there. So he had no reason to not let me go in there, except he, too, was afraid of the expression, I love my country, it's the government I'm afraid of. You got to repeat that as many times as you can think of, and just imagine how that is inciting violence. How is that? What is? Why would these people be afraid of these words? Why would they deny me the right to listen to Ashley Moody because of those words? Outrageous. I see that Karen has joined us, so I'm going to get her on. I've been rambling on here for well over 30 minutes now. Karen can tell you, I'll let her tell you her side. Karen, and just before you joined, had gone through and I had read the letter that I sent to Ashley Moody and my total outrage. And again, asking people to get engaged and speak up about what happened here. So I'm going to have Karen join. Thank you for joining, Karen. Please share your thoughts about what happened on Friday, what it all means. And then as we go down the line, after we kind of wrap this up, we can talk about, we have this election coming up, and you better pay attention to who you're voting for. But, again, welcome, Karen.
Well, thank you so much, Sally. It's always a pleasure to be on the show and talk with you. We do have such wonderful conversations. This one is kind of a sad conversation because, in reality, exactly what you said happened, but when you step back and you look at what's going on, these people are afraid of words. That does not make sense. They have become such cowards that the mere mention of any kind of disagreement with the government is now going to be punishable by you can't come in. It is a very sad day that I see when law officers don't respect the law. And that's the way I feel. We have a First Amendment. It's there for a reason. It is to protect freedom of speech, not to be afraid of speech, but to protect freedom of speech, not to shut it off, not to censor it. It would have been smarter had they said, what do you mean by that, Sally? Could you explain? That would have made more sense than what they did. But unfortunately, people just don't pay attention to the truth anymore. They have a set way that they want to hear something, and if it doesn't meet with their approval of what they are thinking and saying, they shut you out completely rather than having a conversation like we're doing now. How sad. It is a very, very sad situation to find yourselves with the people that you trusted who now believe that they should put a knife in your back because you actually said you don't like the government, you're afraid of it. That does not make sense. And in reality, they just gave you more reasons why not to like the government and to be afraid of it, didn't they?
And absolutely. They proved my point.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. They proved your point. And it's very sad to see that happening, to know that America today, wherever you go, you have to watch what you say because you're afraid you may offend somebody else. If they don't like it, don't read it. All they had to do was ask you to close your jacket. Nobody would have seen it. But they made a big deal out of words. Does not compute, does not ring true, and is certainly not something that I would want to be involved in, knowing that we have people who are more afraid of words than they are of anything else.
To let everybody know, I mean, it wasn't like you went and bought a ticket to go to this event, or it was nothing like that. This wasn't it. It was just an announcement made at your Republican Executive Committee about it, and that was all there was to it. I mean, they weren't asking to see a ticket. There was nothing like that. And you would have been allowed to go in because you weren't wearing a T-shirt like I was, but which, again, goes to prove It was all about the language on the T-shirt and nothing else.
Exactly, and how sad that they made a big deal out of something when it was really no deal at all. It was, I mean, you could have gone there and said, you know, FJB on your T-shirt. Now that would have been the controversy. But I'm afraid of my government. I mean, that was juvenile, sad and juvenile. And hopefully they will all answer and everything will be, you know, put behind us. But right now, it's a cut that is an open wound and needs to be closed.
And when you think, I mean, this is a small town, Mariana. Trying to incite me kind of, it's just insane. The whole thing is so insane. And whatever this guy's problem was, I had never met. I only moved up to Jackson County back in October. How many times have I even spoken to anybody in law enforcement? I mean, since I've been here, I haven't even gotten a traffic ticket. But of course, after that, I was like, I better make sure I come to a full stop. Otherwise, I'm going to start getting tickets or something. whether I'm going to get harassed by them now, and who knows, I may get harassed more because I'm out there openly saying what happened. And that we cannot elect people like this. And this is now the deputy. If this sheriff does not remove, personally to me, this deputy definitely needs to be fired. He violated his most basic oath of office. And I hope, again, I'm hoping the other gentleman calls in to talk more about the oath of office and how there's two different, where you actually have to take an oath of office to the U.S. Constitution and to the state constitution kind of thing. It was a little bit confusing, but I would rather this other person explain that. But
in Florida, the oath of office is worse because not only are you giving an oath to protect and defend the U.S. Constitution, the Florida Constitution, but it also says, and the government. So that's another issue. Go look up the Florida Oath of Office. You will be shocked, as I was.
Yeah. It's just a very sad day. And I go back to, I mean, with everything Ron DeSantis has done, how he's protected our rights in many, many ways over these past few couple of years here with the COVID mess and everything else. He's done many good things. And I would say Ashley Moody has too. But if they ignore what happened here, It's all superficial. It's all window dressing, because this cannot be allowed to happen. And I'm not a Sue happy person. I don't like. I really have no desire to be doing that kind of stuff. I really don't. But at the same time, if that's the only way I can call out what happened here, and say, wait a minute, excuse me, this is not right. We cannot allow this to go on. If this is the only way to, and also to prevent from electing more rhinos. I mean, you saw, you were right there because you called, you were the one who requested they get Clint Pate out to let them know that you had been invited because they weren't going to let you in either, period, because you didn't have an invitation or whatever, which he didn't know. The guy didn't know that. There were no written tickets. No, from everything I saw, I didn't see anybody handing tickets out. The whole thing was just ridiculous, and there was no sign-in sheet. When I went inside, because I looked to see, there was nobody checking to see who was coming in or anything else. All of that was just nonsense. But you asked for Clint Pate to come out. He came out, and what, I mean, his expression on his face, was that not just the face of a coward? I'm looking at him, and he's like, looking like he's scared half to death. Oh, my God, I got to talk about what, I mean, it just was beyond me to even see it. And I was glad that I called him out to say, I've been to your other events, right? And at first he tried to act like he didn't know who I was. that's really the truth. He tried to kind of act like he didn't know who I was. And I said, haven't I been to your other events? And he started to say, well, I don't know, and whatever. I said, well, don't you remember the Ronald Reagan dinner I went to? Oh, yeah. Did I cause any problems there? No. Okay. And again, I didn't get into it there, but I volunteered at his fundraiser. That was okay, too. This shows you what he is. Is that what you want in Tallahassee, Florida? You better say no. You better say no. We don't need more of that garbage in Tallahassee. Because, you know, one thing leads to another. These people go from one thing, the county commission to this, then to the state house, the state senate, then the Congress, the U.S. Congress. Stop him now. Don't let him go any further. He has proven beyond any reasonable doubt he is a coward and a rhino, and that he is too scared to hold up your freedom of speech, your rights for freedom of speech. He's scared.
We need fighters.
Right? Yep.
We need people who will fight, people who are not afraid of a confrontation, people who are not afraid to say this is wrong, that's right. We need more people like that. We can win this. We can take back our country, but only if we have the right people in office. And that really requires asking the right questions of the people when you go to an event. If you don't ask them really where they stand on things, it's nice that they all tell us about their background and their family and where they went to college and blah, blah, blah. But I'm not really interested in that. I want to know what they're going to do with all the illegals that are coming into the state of Florida. I want to know what they're going to do with, will they go along with Governor DeSantis's proposal to stop providing Medicaid funds for transgender children? Will they go along with Governor DeSantis's edict to say no critical race theory in Florida? We have so many questions that if we don't ask the right ones and we wind up with another group of rhinos in Tallahassee, we are no better than what's in D.C.
Exactly. And we have to demand, going back to the question, it's all nice and fine and dandy. You like Florida because of the weather. You have three kids and their ages are this and they're doing this. Well, and that's nice to know too, but that isn't how are you going to, and those things should support how you believe towards family and things like that. So they should be that kind of thing. But I want to know, what are you going to do about the illegals? Are you going to bust them out like you said? What are you going to do about ESG? Are you going to go out there and stop it? What are you going to do when people just like this violate your basic freedom of speech and other rights? How much are you going to really do? What do you really stand for? And we don't get those questions. We get all sorts of fluff. I mean, of course, here with the president, what kind of questions they ask? Well, what kind of ice cream do you like? I mean, come on. I'm sorry, I don't care what kind of ice cream you like. Whatever. If you happen to mention some joke, whatever, who cares? That isn't my question. I'm not going to ask you what flavor of ice cream do you like. I don't care. No more than when I ask you what kind of deodorant you use. I don't care. That's your problem, not mine. I want to know what you're going to do for me and the people of the state and ultimately the people of this country. What are you going to do? I see John. John wants to join in here. And he, what was the other thing when, what was it? Was it Clint Tate that said this was an Ashley Moody event that was sponsored by the Jackson County Sheriff's Department? Is that what it was? Just to clarify that? Okay.
It was called Bagels and Badges, and it was an event that I don't know whether they brought her out or she said she was coming, but it was sponsored by the Jackson County Sheriff's Jackson County Sheriff's Office.
Okay. I was told by someone else who had been doing some research on this that apparently she had been going across the state to law enforcement all over the place. So she's kind of making the rounds to law enforcement. So I guess Mariana, Jackson County, was just on her tour. So I did get that part. I don't know where they got that, but that's what I was being told, that she was having these events. And that's why I asked, it's like, do people get harassed like this at other events? Do people get denied access to go stand in the room with you because they have a shirt that says, I love my country, it's the government I'm afraid of? Or something else, whatever. It just it boggles the mind. It's just still, I am still in shock of something so stupid. And as I have stressed, I have never been escorted out of a building before. And to be escorted out of a building because of that T-shirt is just disgusting. It's unbelievable. I'm going to get John in here real quick and see what he's got to chime in on. And then we can, wrap up or any other thing we want to talk about in reference to this specific event. But then we've got to force these issues. We've got to see what the Republican Party really stands for because I just think so many people are just saying, oh, we're going to get the Republicans in there and everything's going to be better. Well, I'm hoping it's going to be better some, but I don't think the Republicans alone are going to save this country. People better understand that part. John, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you doing?
Okay. All you have to do when you're talking about the Republican Party is look at the two sad sacks that are sitting on the Democrat committee right now. The girl from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger. It wasn't so long ago that the entire group was a bunch of globalists stealing American jobs. They were more dangerous than Democrats because they had a specific direction they were trying to take the country. And to me, it was just total, let's go back to one of their plans, NAFTA. NAFTA was treason. Their leader was anybody named Bush.
Well,
it was
the
stupidest.
That did NAFTA, right? What, wasn't
Pardon?
It actually Clinton who passed NAFTA?
He passed it, but
yeah,
NAFTA
yeah.
was a globalist plan.
Yeah.
They gave
so
it the blame.
Both things together. There's very, very little difference between the parties, ultimately, and that's why it's so critical
yes.
that we ask key questions to these people and see what they've done. We've got to go by their report card, not what, you know, they can tell you anything, but when you go back and you see what they've really done, I mean, I have a feeling Clint Pate won't go and tell me he's against freedom of speech, but I know he is because he proved it. he demonstrated
Clinton?
It right in front of me. No, Clint Pate. He's the...
Clint Pate.
Yeah, he's a Jackson County commissioner now, and he's also the chair of the Jackson County Republican Executive Committee. And when he was called out at this event to say that, you know, Karen had been invited and whatever else, that's when he looked at me and said, well, no, you really can't wear that shirt. That shirt, you shouldn't wear that shirt in here. Whatever. He was scared of the words. He was scared of even being asked. He was scared of the Jackson County Sheriff's Department. The guy looked petrified in the face, if you really want to know, to me. He looked like he had seen some kind of a ghost or something, and he was just too scared to even speak up and defend freedom of speech. And that was a Republican. So I don't want that type of Republican in office.
Well, this the whole thing. The word Republican does not mean good to me. So I don't have to be warned about it. It wasn't so long ago that Trump was a Republican. The Republicans are every bit as a part of the swamp as the Democrats are. That's really the case. And Trump has been trying to get rid of Republicans as well as Democrats, so the Republicans have no innocence. And I'm as ashamed of my membership as a Democrat and voting, as a Republican as I would be if I was a Democrat. There's nothing to be proud of
no.
to say that you were a Republican during this period.
Yep.
The
well,
Obama
let me ask you,
period.
John.
Pardon?
And let me ask you, and people need to know, I've known John for quite a while. What are we? We've known each other, 15, 20 years? And back when I was in Orange County, when we went to a lot of different events. We did help stop getting the tolls on I-4 one time, and, of course, they backdoored it and played all sorts of games and put Lexus lanes on I-4. And then various events. We did a lot of sign wavings and stuff like that. Now, John, do you ever recall me being violent at any event we ever went to? Was I ever a threat to anybody? You were there.
No,
you were
but apparently that apparently your T-shirt was one of the no-nos on his list. What would have? Let me ask this question: what would have happened if you had not worn a T-shirt? Would that have elicited any kind of response?
I don't believe he would have approached me at all inside, but obviously since I didn't, I was only inside that building for probably less than 5 minutes. I don't know what he was doing as far as talking to other people, but I do know that when Karen came and she was not wearing a T-shirt like that, and after some of the commotion outside, she would have been allowed entry. They were going to let her go in. Her and her husband were going to be allowed to go in, but they chose not to because of what was happening. And I did, as I was leaving, I made sure I called out to a couple of other candidates and some other people who had seen me at different events who were inside. I said, I'm being forced to leave because of the T-shirt I'm wearing. So I did say that to a couple of those inside, but I have no idea if Ashley Moody was there and heard any of it. I really don't know what she knows about what happened firsthand on Friday. She knows about it now because I sent it and including it to her.
What building were you in?
To be honest, I don't even know the name of that building. Karen, what was the name?
We were in one of the old bank buildings in Mariana that they use for events like this.
Yeah.
They use it as a meeting
place. Okay, so it wasn't a government building.
No.
Okay. Oh, well, he had on his little list of no-nos T-shirts.
Apparently.
He
was the fashion.
I think that's all there was to that, and you probably would have gone right in except for that T-shirt. You apparently hit his hot button.
Well, I can tell you for sure, when I went in, first off, as I said earlier, there were a couple of deputies standing outside the door. I walked up, same T-shirt on, same jacket on. I said, I'm here for the Ashley Moody event, and they said, yes, go right through the doors here and go down the ramp, and that's where it's at. So I went in. I went inside. There was no sign-in table. There was nobody checking to see that you had a ticket or had an invitation. There was nothing like that. I went down there. I was standing by a table, looking around, looking to see if there was a sign-in table. I never saw one. And then I got approached by this deputy, and that was pretty much it. And that is to the total extent. This guy just came up to me, started interrogating me, harassing me, and, of course, violating my rights. And I because of that, I didn't get to actually listen to what Ashley Moody had to say. So with that being said, I don't know how much more we want to go into that one, but the key, I'm going to ask it several more times before this show is over. Please contact the people. I got emails and phone numbers on the show page. I did not get the Jackson County Sheriff information out there. I'll try to add that to it. I think I might still be able to fit that on there. Excuse me. But we need Floridians, anybody who's outraged by this, Floridians or otherwise, but definitely the Floridians, if you're outraged by this un-American, unconstitutional behavior and destruction of the freedom of speech that we're supposed to have, you have got to speak up. You have got to contact Ashley Moody at a minimum. You need to contact Governor DeSantis. Contact his campaign if you want to. Contact his office, whatever. They need to know we see this happening, and you're no better than the rest if you're going to go along with this. You are no better than the morons up there in Washington, D.C., and the others locally, state and locally, who deny our rights, who trash our freedom of speech rights. And we have to put that out there. And I'll tell you know, with the media out there, I don't know, with the media, they would love reasons to attack Ron DeSantis. So if they're not careful, this could backfire on him as well. And he needs to go out there and just say, no, this wasn't acceptable. Doesn't have to be any big, long spiel. No, it's not acceptable. Freedom of speech. Here's what freedom of speech is. He's an attorney. He's a veteran, too, I believe. And so he knows what this stuff is. And Ashley Moody needs to do the same thing, and she needs to take action to say, make sure that doesn't happen at your next event. And I want to see that deputy removed. Any deputy who's afraid of those words and refuses to follow the Constitution and respect freedom of speech as such does not belong in a uniform. How can I ever trust that deputy with my life? Why would I trust that deputy with anyone's life? If he's afraid of a few words and he thinks so little of our rights, and thinks so little of us, as we the people, and our rights, that he would do that, why would I want to trust him with anything else? Karen, is there any reason why I should trust him or Clint Pate?
I can't think of any good one, that's for sure. It's a very sad day, and again, he was a young officer, and I will go back to how sad it is that we no longer teach civics, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, all of the documents, so that the people understand what freedom of speech really means. Because you're not protecting, if I say Sally is a wonderful person and a terrific show host, nobody's going to protect that. It doesn't matter. It's something positive. But if I say something negative, that's what's protected. Because you don't have to like everything that everybody says. That's America. You are allowed to have your own opinion, and it seems that we are losing that.
You can't have freedom with no freedom of speech. The founding fathers have quotes all over the place about that, why freedom of speech was so important. It's not rocket science, and we're losing our rights. It's just one thing after another, and it keeps building. So please help. Don't, whatever you do, don't vote for people that you know are like this going into office. I'll be the first to tell you, they had a good spiel. They were saying all the right things. I voted for Pam Bondi one time because in the beginning I thought she sounded so right. But then Pam Bondi, another state attorney general, I did not vote for her for reelection because she wanted to give dogs constitutional rights. I'm sorry, dogs don't. We already had 11 laws on the books about cruelty to animals. And fine, they didn't enforce those. Why weren't they enforcing the laws on the books? But they had to get a state constitutional amendment to protect, to give dogs rights. And we did the same thing with pigs in Florida. Pigs now have constitutional rights. Pregnant pigs have constitutional rights in the state of Florida. That's not what I want. That's not what I think a state attorney general should be focusing on. No, I don't think you should abuse any animals. We have lots of laws to stop that, but no one enforces them. But now you have a constitutional amendment.
What was the basis of the event? Was Ashley Moody speaking?
Correct. She was there as a guest speaker, and it was sponsored by the Jackson County Sheriff. And this deputy was telling me it was a closed law enforcement event. Closed law enforcement event. But yet, based on people who were just walking in, didn't seem to be too close to me. And again, like I said, I went inside. They did not ask for any kind of invitation. Once I was outside and Karen got there and said, yeah, you know, I was talking to her, letting her know that they weren't letting me in, then she began to, then at that point, I think is, I guess, had I not been standing there, she probably would just walk in the door with no problem. But since I was there and I was explaining that they weren't letting me in, then this deputy started to ask her a bunch of questions. And wasn't it he didn't know what the Republican Executive Committee was or something? he said REC, and he said, what's that?
Yes. Yes.
And then you asked for Clint Pate to come out.
He had asked me how I got there, and I said there was an announcement that was made at our REC to come to this and I thought it was a town hall. That was the way the announcement framed. And he said, no, it was a closed meeting, and it was sponsored by the sheriff's department, so the sheriff's department could let in whoever they wanted to let in, I guess, is what he was thinking. But then again, if you go back and you really want to throw some gasoline on the fire, he's a public servant. They're not supposed to have closed meetings.
Exactly. He seems to forget who was paying him to be there.
Yeah. Yes,
and who paid for that event. Who really sponsored that event? You and me, the taxpayers.
That's right. Yep. They seem to forget that.
Yeah, all too soon. And the other, as I was telling people too, it's not this Thursday, but next Thursday is the next Jackson County Commission meeting in Marianna. And we need as many people to come as possible to show that and to just oppose them denying freedom of speech in Jackson County. I know it's not convenient. They're not, I mean, you know, I don't go to a county commission meeting because I think I'm going to be entertained. That's not the reason you go there. The reason you go there is to find out what they're doing, chime in on the decisions that they're going to be making, things they're doing, and you tell them what you want, not what they want, what you want. They can go out there and give you the reasons for the various decisions, whether it's growth management or transportation, paving a road, whatever it may be. We are the ones they work for. We are supposed to tell them what we want, and that's what they're supposed to work towards. And we do want free speech in Jackson County, Florida. At least I think most people do. I haven't spoke to anybody yet who says they don't want it, except for a deputy and Clint Pate. Those are the only two I can tell you openly don't want free speech. Now, you could actually say all the deputies who were there and saw and witnessed what happened, they, too, were complacent. They, too, are liable for the fact that they failed to do anything, too. And just think, this is what they do here. They're scared of a few words. Now, let's talk about Texas, which at some point when I first started talking to this officer, this deputy, I said, yeah, I'm afraid of my government. I said, did you see what just happened in Texas? Have you seen the border? I am afraid of what this government is doing. Yes. You know, but you think if they're acting like this supposedly because of these words that they're so afraid, I love my country, it's the government I'm afraid of, scared of this? Well, are you really surprised that those deputies didn't go in to that classroom, that they were too scared? Is there a pattern here?
Fortunately, the feminist movement has really been quite successful, because the feminist movement was really designed to emasculate the men, and I believe they have done a terrific job. How sad is that?
It is sad, which actually, speaking of women, I heard today something on a little bit lighter note, but equally disgusting. Excuse me. The guy that won the swimming meet, whatever, against the women, the guy who
Thomas.
Yeah. Isn't he going to be the woman of the year? Some crazy thing that he's going to be the woman of the year.
Well,
can you imagine that?
Yes, I would imagine that.
Because the trans guy.
So the corporations are much too busy trying to trip over each other to see who could be more woke. And this is a result. And right now, a judge, thank God, just said that Biden's transgender policy, where he is trying to give them extra rights, they're Americans. They fall under the same thing as we the people. We all have the same rights. They don't get to be carved out and be in their own special where you get particular rights that nobody else has. First of all, who cares? I don't care what you do in your house when the door is closed. But if I was working right now and still had my company, I would never ask anybody if they were a transgender. I would ask them if they could actually do the job, because that's more important. And right now, we have a crop of people that are coming out of our schools and universities that can't do a job, are afraid of their own shadow, and this is the result, because they learn nothing. And when you learn nothing, you glean on, oh, I'll just follow orders. So this is the situation we are in right now, and it's very sad. I believe that our men who used to be the strength of America are now being squished into a corner, and they're trying to make women irrelevant and men mushes. I guess
wimpy.
That's about the best word I could describe.
Wimpy.
Wimpy men. And just take a look at what's going on in the military. It's sickening to know that we're paying for this. But yeah, at least we have a few judges that are still left that are able to say, no, you can't do that. We need to have more people standing up and saying, you can't do this to me, and let it go to court. Because the court seems to now be paying attention to the Constitution, which in the past they never did. So maybe we need to have more court cases, send more to court, and at least while we have the judges who have read the Constitution, get in front of those judges. So I think we're in a better spot than we were in the beginning of Biden's term, because everybody sees the corruption. They see it. You can't miss it. I mean, now we're finding out that he sold, and this was prior to the Ukraine situation, he sold 6 billion6 billion barrels of our oil from our strategic oil reserve to communist China. And this man gets more corrupt every day, every time we hear more and more. So we have a big job ahead of us making sure that the right people get in office. And that's our biggest challenge.
It truly is. There was something else, too, that going to how we've totally the destruction of this culture and the totally twisted perversion of what a man is and what a woman is and everything else. There's I'm trying to remember when it came up. I'm not even sure if Florida's doing it, but definitely is out there somewhere. Transgender men are being housed in the women's facilities of the prisons. And I believe it was on Beck today where they said, well, they're putting transgender men in with the women's facilities, and the women are getting pregnant. Well, I guess those transgender men must still have some parts working.
Yeah, what a surprise. Isn't that amazing that they still have that? That was in the great liberal state of New Jersey. And as much as I hate to say this, you get what you pay for. You get what you elect. And that's why you have to pay attention, because New Jersey wouldn't be in that position if they didn't elect the lunatics that put them there. And we have to really take a hard look at what we think, what we want, what we are doing, and recognize that these people are not like us. They don't care. They're not interested. They will do anything possible to screw everything up. Biden just gave $173 million to a George Soros corporation that will train, teach the illegals how to not get deported. Can you believe that? Amazing. So we've got we've got $173 million going to train to keep illegals from getting deported. And
that's
Samantha Powers
the election.
Samantha Powers just gave $1 billion to Africa. So here we are being the philanthropists, and while we're destroying ourselves, what happened to to the foundation of the house? If the foundation is not solid, what happens to the house? It comes crumbling down, and that's where we're in a situation right now. These people have to be stopped. We have to pay attention to who we elect. I can't impress that enough.
We didn't elect these people. They stole the election.
Oh,
we did not elect any of these people.
Some of them were elected, unfortunately, and that's why we need to make sure that we
the main ones weren't
go to the
main ones were not elected.
Hold,
He was not elected.
Excuse me, John, please don't.
Anybody that says Biden was elected is nuts.
John, hold on, John. First off, there's a couple of pieces here, and we'll get to you. We'll give you a chance to chime in on this. I hate for people to talk over each other. It drives me totally crazy. So first off, the Biden election, I think everybody probably listening to this show right now is in total agreement that that election was all a bunch of fraud. COVID, all the other games they played, the election was stolen. There is no, when it comes to the Biden election, excuse me, and then as it trickles down into various other offices, there were definitely other offices that were corrupted as well, I have no doubt, at the federal level. Then you get into the local level, because you can't just talk about Biden at the top. You got to go through the whole process. And I do know, and this is why the local elections are so important, I do know that people reelect the same idiots. I don't, you know, if Jerry Demings gets reelected as the Orange County mayor, I unfortunately will be inclined to believe he probably really did get reelected. Now, whether or not there was a chance that the machines came into it, reelect him, I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised, especially in the Orange County area, if he could get reelected, even though he's very unconstitutional. He was an unconstitutional sheriff. I didn't vote for him for sheriff. I didn't vote for him for the Orange County mayor. Val Demings, his wife, who is now a congressional representative, she's out there trying to run for against Rubio right now. And in the case of her running against Rubio, if she was to be elected, I would be tempted to say, even though I don't like Rubio too much, I would be tempted to say that probably was a corrupt election. I have a very hard time believing, after what she has done and everything else, that she
would
be elected.
That would never happen. You're right.
To replace him.
You're right. That would never happen.
Okay, and then we go back to the most basic. Did Rubio steal an election? I don't truly think Rubio stole an election anywhere, but I still think he's a lousy senator. I never voted for him. I don't plan. This time, I'm going to have to see who else is out there. I'm obviously not going to vote for Val Demings. And I may vote for a third party, depending on who's out there, or, whatever. But I've never voted for Rubio up to this point. But yet he's out there, and I do believe he was.
He's out there because he's the best choice of all who ran.
Well,
the Democrats that have run against him are the crap of crap.
Well, but see, that's where this whole thing comes, and this is where I know Karen can chime in the best. The whole point is, who are we getting out there? Who is the Republican Party supporting? You go to the Orange County Republican Executive Committee. Who do they support? They're the ones that get this crap out there, this garbage out there. I happen to believe there's people that are better than Rubio, but if the Republican Party is so corrupt, it's all about money to these people, then that's it. But it's going to be up to us to force the changes. There's absolutely no other way, and it's not easy. That's the whole point. We've allowed it to get so bad for so many years that we are trying to clean up a massive, massive titanic of a mess to try to save this, country. It's very difficult. But Rubio should have
been and the Republicans have been leaders in destroying American jobs through their globalism. So
yep. Yes, they have.
Anybody thinks the Republicans are worth crap, just look at Kinzinger and the blonde bomber.
Well, we have to make sure that we don't elect those people again. And we have to get off the fact of, as Sally said, I'm going to elect you because you were here before. Or even thinking that...
Or you have an R behind your name.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Your representative is the best. There are very few that are the best. And if your representative has not been one of the ones that have been out there screaming about illegals, about Ukraine, about a whole bunch of other things, then they're not worth having back. And the other interesting thing that I learned is that the Republican National Committee, the Republicans, have been told that they should not, I'm not saying as an individual, I'm saying as a group, the Republican group of whichever group it happens to be, they're not supposed to be supporting primary candidates. The primary candidates are supposed to make it on their own, and then we're supposed to get the best of the bunch. But we have problems because it appears as though they are supporting. And they may not support them as a group, but you certainly will see older or retiring or termed out representatives saying, well, here's my chief of staff, and he or she deserves to be elected. That shouldn't happen. Your chief of staff, how nice, but these are people who should be elected on their own merit. And if we don't have that going on and we still bring back the same people, we're going to be in the same mess. So I hope that we have learned that in order for us to be successful, we have to stop doing the same things over and over and over again. And we have to try something new and different, which may be out of your comfort zone, but really canvass your candidates. Find out who they are, and when you find one you like, support that individual because they're not getting any support from their party. And we want to make sure that if you have a good candidate, we want that candidate to be known. And the only way that that's going to happen is if you take it upon yourself to do something. So the days of sitting and doing nothing have come to a close. It's no longer possible to be an American and to expect America to be able to bring you freedom, as Sally just learned, if we don't stand up and say, no, you can't do that. And so, Sally, I think, you know, we're on the right track. You're on the right track with calling attention to this. And this is not so much to chastise somebody. It's to call attention to what's going on. Our legislators, our public servants are not serving the public. Well, we have to change that, and the only way we can is if we do it ourselves.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, is that somebody that's been in office, and there's been this, I know I've heard this over the years, and I'm sure both of you guys have probably heard people say it before, it's like, and you could use Rubio as a case. Well, Rubio's been in there. Well, he didn't tear up everything, so I guess he's okay. We can reelect him. It'd be safer to reelect him and that kind of thing. And, oh, I see another person wanting to chime in here. You can go and say that's okay. So reelect him. They didn't do too much damage. But it's like, no, you don't just reelect somebody. You got to go back and look and see. I mean, Rubio, really, why would I really want to reelect Rubio? Right now, I don't think there's anybody else running against him from the Republican side, but why would I? He was part of the Gang of Eight. Remember the amnesty crap he was doing years ago? And, of course, his run for the presidency, he's not a natural-born citizen. People want to forget about that. They don't want to pay any attention to that one and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, go ahead.
The bad part is nobody really ran against him, and that's the other side. If we don't find people to run for office, we're going to be stuck with the same old, same old. And that will become a big problem. So in reality, what we have to do is say, how can I help? What can I do? Could I run for office? And if not, could I support someone that's running for office? This is something
that we
must do.
Well, how much do you like the other guy? How much do you like the other senator?
Which one? Rick Scott?
There's only one more.
Don't get me started on him.
That's my answer. I got my answer there.
That brings up a good point right there, talking about Rick Scott. I mean, the people I have, again, Rick Scott had plenty of money, so he definitely had a big advantage when it came for him running for the governor. But people knew what he was. They knew that he was part of the Medicare, multi-billion-dollar Medicare scam that he made money on, that he took the 50-something times, I think, when he was testifying. That was all over the place out there. The Democrats, at a minimum, were going to make sure that was all called out. So, but the Republicans all circled around him. Now, why would you? And I've never voted for Rick Scott either.
I think he was much better than the opponent. That's why.
Well, but what does that say for us?
I remember that. I remember that. He ran against the longtime Democrat senator, And
well, I'm not talking
he...
about the Democrat. I'm not worried about the Democrat. I'm not talking about who they run against in the other party. I'm talking about who they ran in the primary. Is Rick Scott really the best the Republican Party can put out there? He's got lots of money. Where did he get all his money? He's a globalist. He was out there flying around the world when he was governor trying to bring in the different companies and
but he was
the board
better than the Democrat who was already in office.
No, you're missing the point, John. I don't care about the Democrat. I'm saying, where was the other Republican? Like Karen said, we don't have anybody running against Rubio.
Oh,
can't
we did
we
not.
Get some
no, we did not have a decent senator. I think they were going to run somebody else, and then Scott came in and he got the Republican nomination.
He got it,
and he was totally different than the guy before him. He was totally different than who was it? Bush, the guy before him.
Oh, Chris. Well, I think it was Charlie Crist. It was Bush and then Charlie Crist. Yes. Yeah, that was when
Charlie
Crist
was Republican. Oh, Chris. Now there's a real Republican for you. He was so Republican, he turned Democrat in midstream.
And independent. So, yeah. But the whole point...
And now he wants to come back and run as a Democrat again.
Well,
you talk about
a
slime bag Republican. Oh, my God. If Chris wasn't the worst, I don't know what is.
But the whole point, again, it just comes back to the reason that Rick Scott got there, because he had the money. He bought his way into office. That's, I mean,
he had enough money to beat Crist. You know,
okay,
I like these guys' money when they're going to beat somebody that's ridiculous.
No. Well, but that's nothing
ridiculous.
To do with it. Charlie Crist was actually elected as a Republican, so that has nothing to do with this piece of it. Now, because people got sick of what he did, and finally people rejected him as a Republican, then he started playing games. Oh, I'll run as a Democrat. I'll run as a no party. I'll run it, whatever.
And
he
almost beat him.
He should be a non-issue.
Crist almost beat him. It was a miracle.
Yeah. Well, he had the money. But the whole point is we need if we cannot find
he had,
better people
he had
to run.
He had the lawyer's money. What's his name? The guy that was backing him was the real rich lawyer that does all the ads on TV.
That was Miller and Miller.
No, this is the guy down here in Orange County.
Miller and Miller, he's the one that drafted the amendment that they tried to put on the Constitution to make marijuana legal. And it was, I think,
all I know is Charlie
Morgan and,
Crist.
Not Miller, it's Morgan and Morgan.
Morgan
and
Morgan.
There you go. Morgan and Morgan. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Morgan, for whatever reason, Morgan is a Democrat. His wife is a Republican. So they make one hell of a team. But he has backed every slimy Democrat that's come along. He is a Democrat, and there's no two ways about it. And he owned Crist. And it was his money that almost beat the other guy's money. It's been so razor sharp, close. It's been ridiculous with these last few elections. It's scary.
Well, it is. But what I'm saying right now, well, obviously it's Rubio who's up for re-election in this 2022 election. Now, I believe Rick Scott is due up in 2024, or is it the next one? I lose track of because it's every 6 years in the Senate.
Yeah, he's after that one now.
What
both of those guys? You can leave them in there. They're better than any Democrats out there.
Okay.
Well, what are you going to do?
Okay. Hold on. Let us talk too. Anyway, the point. You're missing the total point. When it comes to Rick Scott, it's 2026 is when he's up for re-election.
No, it's 2022.
Yeah.
2024.
Okay. No, 2024. Okay, and my point is, okay, it's 2022 now, and the cycle, the election cycle never stops. We're always in some kind of an election cycle. Right now, we ought to be looking for people to run against Rick Scott. If we cannot find in 2 years, find a true, genuine Republican who can run against Rick Scott, which we have to face the fact, the money, follow the money, then we've got another problem. If Rick Scott is truly the best we can find as a Republican, then what it just says, it says it all. You got it, you know, it's there's not much more you can say. We got 2 years. But the fact of the sad fact is the Republican Party of Florida, which I totally despise for many reasons, the Republican Party of Florida is going to circle the wagons around the guy that's got the money. Are they going to – is the Republican Party of Florida going to really look for a true constitutionalist to replace Rick Scott, or are they just going to go along with him?
But look who Rick Scott beat to become senator.
He
beat a Democrat that had been in there many times.
But I don't care about the Democrats. You keep missing the point. I understand that part.
Well, you
of
have
that.
To be Democrat to improve.
No, you're wrong. I'm talking about in the primary. In the primary, we need to have a better person for the Republican Party. If all we're going to do is elect rhinos, then it doesn't matter whether you vote for a Democrat or a Republican. I want a true constitutionalist in the Republican Party, or a true constitutionalist, period. But right now, we don't do that. We go ahead and we keep letting the scumbuckets like Rick Scott and Rubio, who keep getting reelected in the primary, and then after the primary, that's when the state of Florida and the Republicans all cry. What's that?
There's a reason for that. We elect them because they're less of a scumbucket than the Democrat.
And you're wrong. You're totally missing my point. You're saying
that Rick Scott is not better than the Democrat he beat?
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I am trying
to
say.
But we don't have to get to a Rick Scott first. If we can get rid of Rick Scott in the primary, that's Sally's point.
That's correct.
And you don't have to win somebody.
It
so
takes
we've got
money
the initial,
to win.
Which is
okay, John,
find somebody
let Karen
to
speak.
Keep Rick Scott in the primary.
Scott didn't need anybody's money. He had his own. So
well, that's the point. That's the whole point.
He had plenty of money to spend.
If people are just not buying their election. Okay. Anyway, I don't want to keep going on that one.
Who's the guy that's the county, the black guy, the two black people that have political offices in Orange County now?
I mentioned that earlier. Val Demings and Jerry Demings. Jerry Demings is the Orange County Mayor. Val Demings is the
Representative. I guess who one of the suckers was that voted for Jerry Demings. Me.
You did.
And I learned the error of my ways when we went into the pandemic.
Okay.
And Jerry Demings became a dictatorial Democrat who wanted to lock everything down.
Okay.
And him under control was the governor.
Okay.
Otherwise,
now,
we would have had
true.
Hell to pay down
here. Hold on, John. Okay, it's my turn, John. When it comes to Demings, first off, a couple of things people need to understand with Orange County government. Jerry Demings had been the Orange County sheriff for the previous 8 years. I didn't like him then. He was really not a sheriff unless there was a camera there. He loved to get in front of that camera. So I didn't like him. I never voted for him as Orange County sheriff, and I never voted for him for Orange County mayor. Now, the other part that people need to understand, in Orange County, Florida, and this is, it depends on what county you're in the state of Florida, the county offices are frequently nonpartisan, which means anybody and everybody votes in the primary. They do a terrible job of educating people on this. Most people don't know this. But for the vast majority of county positions, including the county commission, including the mayor, are nonpartisan. So when Election Day comes up, everybody, including the no-party affiliates in Orange County, Florida, are eligible to vote for the county offices. No, they cannot vote for the Florida House and the Florida Senate in the primaries because those are party-affiliated, and that's a whole other matter. I'm not going to get into that. But for Orange County nonpartisan races, you can elect somebody in the primary. Most people don't know that. Had Demings been, I shouldn't say Demings, go back, there are certain people who get elected in the primaries, and in fact, that's what happened to me, a game they played with me when I was running, which thank God I didn't get elected. The if the person gets 51% of the vote, they are elected in the primary, and that ends it. And by the regulations, if there's only two candidates running in the primary for the county, nonpartisan county, those are required to go to the general. So if that happens, one of the two candidates, and they this happened just this past time, they will slip a third party or a third candidate as a write-in. They'll play all sorts of games so that they can force the primary because they know too many people don't know they're supposed to vote in a primary. Non-party affiliated voters of Florida don't know what their rules are in their own county. And so they didn't participate. They sat on the sidelines while people got elected. Then when it came time to go vote in the general, it's like, well, wait a minute. The mayor's already been elected? Or whatever the different county positions. That is part of the game they play with it. I happen to like the nonpartisan votes, but this shouldn't be played the game the way it's done, and they should be educating much more. So Jerry Demings, I never voted for him. I'm really having a hard time believing that, John, that you fell for him after he had been the Orange County Sheriff.
Well, I won't vote for him again.
No.
Learned my lesson.
He was garbage before that, and he was garbage all the time. Forget COVID. I was out there fighting him on all the garbage he was doing before that. So he's definitely never been for the people. He's out there for his political friends. And just for the record, for this little bit of humor, if you want to call it humor, at the same time that Jerry Demings was the Orange County Sheriff, his wife, Val Demings, was the Chief of Police for the City of Orlando. Think of that as an interesting combination. And these,
they've always been a team.
Yeah,
they have always been a team.
They are black individuals. The other part that never, even though it was so obvious, but the Republicans never bothered to say anything about it because, again, the Republicans play their own game. Val Demings, as chief of police, had her gun stolen out of her car.
Yeah.
You can go out there and
say,
Val Demings, chief of police, had a gun stolen. You know, it's just unbelievable as to this is the chief of police has her gun stolen, and they voted for her. And that's all because of the combination of the media. It's disgusting. But because this is local, this is it. We're getting kind of running down on some time here, getting low on time, I should say. John, if you want to go ahead and chime in on a couple more things, then I want to give Karen some more time. We have some
more time. Yeah. I'll never vote for Demings again, and I doubt I'll get reelected because of how he was so dictatorial and he was anti-DeSantis on the pandemic, and he wanted to he wanted to lock everything down.
Of course.
And,
it was all about the election.
The governor was constantly trying to constantly having to correct what he did. If he did something in the county, he said no. And he was constantly at odds with the government over there. He had this thing about I must be a dictatorial dictator over this. It was the same way the Democrats handled it in all their state. And he kept, the governor kept the county free. And I learned my lesson there. Now, do you realize that the chief Democratic opponent of DeSantis this time around, who that's going to be?
I don't know.
It's going to be Charlie Crist again. Can you believe that?
Well,
and he's bought and paid for by Morgan and Morgan. Again.
I don't think Charlie Crist is a risk, so it's part of me saying if that's the best they can do, okay.
they're thin.
Anyway. Okay.
I tell you who else wants it is Nikki Freed.
Okay, now we're going to let Karen chime in here, John, and please don't speak over her.
Ask Karen what she thinks of Nikki Freed for governor.
I think that would be a worse disaster than Joe Biden.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
John, please
if you think New York smells, wait till you would come to Florida
painful.
Under Nikki Freed or under
Trump. I know.
John,
oh,
I'm going to have to
the Republicans have registered 200,000 more Republicans for this coming election than Democrats. So Florida has officially become a red state. Now the question is going to be, will those people elected live up to what they are expected to do? And that's going to be the big question. And unfortunately, well, I guess maybe it is a good thing hidden among bad things, because people right now really should get to see the results of programs like affirmative action. We are living affirmative action expanded. Our best and brightest no longer exist, especially in government positions. They now have a quota to fill, a DIE quota, diversity, inclusion, and equity. And I say DIE because that's what they'd like us to do. And they're going to arrange that any way possible. So we have to be smart enough and be able to say, I saw that movie before, I know how it ends, and I don't want to watch it. Or I know that if I do that, this is going to be the result, and I don't want to do that. We have to be smart within ourselves. We are going to go through some rough times, especially with a recession, and we have to help our fellow neighbors and friends and make sure that everyone gets through this, because they are hoping so desperately that we don't. They are bringing our replacements over the border. They're saying, come here. Why do you think they are giving Americans more money to stay home than work? So that the jobs that those Americans had can now be given to illegals at a greatly reduced salary, so that when Mr. America learns that he's not getting any more entitlements and has to go back to work, he's going to find that $50,000 a year job is now $27,000. This is what they are doing. They are doing it intentionally. The job of the rhinos, the job of the Democrats, the job of the globalists, and this is worldwide. They're doing it all over the world. They must crash the middle class. They must do everything humanly possible, because the middle class is the only group left, and I mean large group, that is still capable of thinking. They hold jobs, they have businesses, they do things, and they must get rid of that. Communist regimes cannot have any type of opposition. Everything must be the same. You have to be a bobblehead. Period. End of story. And if not, we'll wind up in jail maybe with a whole bunch of transgenders. It is insane of what they're doing, but we have to take that insanity and say, what do they really want? And then think in the back of your head, They want us dead. And they will do anything possible to make that happen, including giving guns to terrorists. Nothing is above them.
And well, you know, it, real quick here, Karen, the other piece of this, too, is they're going to starve us to death. They're going to take, they're going to do everything they can to deplete what we need to survive while they arm the enemy to take over. And I think it's really interesting. I don't know how much others have been watching, but on the global political scene, you have got the farmers, the working class, the middle class, the ones that get the job done and put the food on the table for us. They are the farmers out there protesting around the world about this green climate nonsense because it's destroying their business and it's destroying the crops. They're taking away the food. They are literally taking food off the table by what they're doing with this nonsense of the green climate deal routine and it's all bogus.
Now,
it's all garbage. Go ahead.
But now look at their motive. What is their goal? Their goal is they want us dead. Period. And they will do anything that they can to make that happen, including stopping the farmers from growing food. Now, where have I heard that before? Ooh, I think Stalin did that, and Mao did that, and Pol Pot did that, and Castro did that, and they all did that. That's how they get rid of the people they don't want. I see a program that says, oh, you want a food stamp card? Oh, we'll be happy to give you one. Just give us your guns. I see that coming.
Yeah.
I see the illegals taking our jobs. I see that coming. Now, remember, folks, you're getting an entitlement. And also, very important, Social Security is not an entitlement. Don't ever let anybody say that. It is not an entitlement. It is not something the government grants you. You set it up. You earned it. You paid into it. It is yours, not the government. So don't let them get involved in that one. Okay. So now we have all of these groups who are eating away at America. Look what some billionaire from an international billionaire paid to have Thomas Jefferson's house, and now we're finding James Madison's house redone in 2022 wokeness. So the whole thing is all about slavery and CRT. And you know what? I challenge anyone today who was there who actually knows what happened, because there isn't anybody. And all we have are the original writings, which, of course, the left does not use. So remember that. How dare they do that? What the heck happened to the James Madison Institute? What happened to all of these clubs about Thomas Jefferson? How dare they do that? But we let them, and we can't continue to let this happen anymore. Now, can we pay attention to what's going on in D.C.? Marginally. Because unless we have a wonderful representative or senator, there's very little we can do about it. We have a government right now filled with the people from affirmative action programs. Now, what does that mean? It means that they're not the brightest and the best. That they have, Steve Moore just put out a paper, an article that he wrote after investigating that not one person in the Biden administration ever held a job. They always worked for some bureaucracy or government. How can they know what it means to hold a job, to pay employees, to make sure that your product is the best so that people will come back and buy it again, that make sure you give the best service? They don't care. They're not interested in that. They are interested in whether you fit the DIE formula, D-I-E. diversity, inclusion, and equity. And it means exactly what it says, die. They want us to die. Why? Because we know too much. And they believe that an informed, educated public is too difficult to deal with. They ask too many questions. They're too demanding. They want too many things. We can't have that. Oh, my goodness. That's unacceptable. We have to do it this way. It doesn't matter if that way means that it's going to fall apart in 5 years, and the other way means that it'll stay together for 100 years. They don't care. They're not interested. The only thing they're interested is power, that we get out of their way, period. And they will do little things like this. And it saddens me, Sally, that this happened, because I think the people involved are all nice. I just think they're misguided. And it's sad to see this unfold, because this is exactly what they're looking for. They're looking to be able to put that little wedge in there so that people who don't quite understand will listen to them, because they don't understand. And that's
ignorance
what they
is not
are worth. Looking for. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for that little stream, because they know that from a stream they can make a river, and from a river they can make a lake. And boy, they can do a lot of damage by controlling the water. So this is what
control
they are
the
looking
water.
For.
Yeah, now, the other thing, and we're getting down to a few minutes here, the other thing, too, is which is all to do, we have to really totally remember what the state's rights are and how much we have to control at the state level so that the federal government can't continue to be out of control. Like you said, trying to keep track of what they're doing is next to impossible. But that's why we have to have a strong state government to do this. We got to stop all this insanity of selling our land to the likes of Bill Gates and China, those who want to depopulate and the want to control the food supply. There's only so many ways you can dig your own grave, and we're doing real good at all of it. And the sad part is
those people that are carrying this out don't realize, if you go back and look at those people that I just named, who was the second group of people that got murdered. So first they got rid of the farmers so they wouldn't have any food, and then they killed those people in questionable opposition, whether they were in their own party or not. They were the next group to go. They always do that because those people know too much. They know the real history. They know how it was changed. And believe me, that's the last thing in the world the likes of communists want to have around. Under no certain terms, they are not interested in any opposition party. They are interested in squash the opposition. So we have to have legislators that go to Washington that do what they say, as long as we hold them accountable and make them do what they say. We have to have those legislators, and then we have to turn our sights to local and state and make sure that in local and state we are protecting ourselves. I think under Charlie Crist, every county had to write a growth plan. I believe, I'm not sure under which
governor
it was, but every county had to provide a growth plan. And the growth plan had to be, quote, sustainable, unquote. What does that mean? Anytime you see the word sustainable, take the word sustainable out and put in the word control, because that's what it means. They want to control you and your community. So the first thing we have to do in our local communities is look at those plans, join the Planning and Zoning Commission, go to their meetings, see what they're giving away. And when they say, so-and-so from China wants to buy, you get to say no. Absolutely not. You can't do that if you're not there. So that's part of the problem. We have to be there. We have to make sure that the things that we know, and don't expect to know everything. Team up with other people. If you don't know anything about education and the school and the way that program works, don't get involved in that one. But if you know about electricity and electricians and checking wiring to make sure they're doing the right thing, because these people will not do the right thing. They're not the best and the brightest. They're the mediocre affirmative action people. We just had Richard Levine, who is the assistant director of health and human services, who should be shot, with the Constitution, because he certainly doesn't know what it says. They want to make it their mission to make sure that all those little five-year-olds that want to become transgenders can have those body mutilating surgeries at 5 years old. That's disgusting.
It's disgusting. And do you remember hearing the other day? So I'm trying to remember the lady's name. She was some professor, whatever else. She right there made a statement of fact that four out of five transgenders attempt suicide. What is that? Do you listen to yourself? Did you hear what you just said?
Yeah.
Doesn't that tell you something? What you're doing is wrong. It's not because Josh Hawley or whatever, whoever it was asking a question about do men have babies. That isn't why. That wasn't it. These people are having this problem because what they're doing is totally wrong and not natural. It's unnatural. It's disgusting.
No, you're right. And I got someone sent me something from Kevin Sorbo from Twitter that I would like to share, very short. And it's a child talking to their father. Daddy, could I drive the car? And Daddy says, no, you're 5 years old. Daddy, could I smoke? No, you're 5 years old. Daddy, could we go shooting? Could I shoot your gun? No, you're 5 years old. Daddy, could I change my gender and become a girl and cut off my penis? Oh, of course, darling, you know best. What? How sick is that?
It is sick. So sick. It really is. And it's all it goes along with the depopulation stuff as well. People need to understand that. It's all.
Yes, because a person on puberty blockers or who has a hysterectomy or cuts off their penis is not going to ever be capable of having children.
Sick.
And that's the idea.
Exactly.
Now, should that person have children? I have no idea. But I do know that when I was a teacher, one minute a kid wanted to be an engineer, and the next one he wanted to be a cartoonist, and the next time he wanted to be a gymnast. Kids change their mind at a flash, and that's what this transgender garbage is if you focus on it. Human beings can only focus on one thought at a time. If you make it transgender, guess what it'll be? It'll be transgender. If you make it how to take this pen and make it the best pen in the entire world that you're going to make a fortune on selling like a Mont Blanc, that's a different thing. They would focus on that. If you find what the child likes, they will focus on that, and you can teach them and work with them and talk to them in the terms of what they like. And once they're comfortable in it, they can expand it to other things. But they'll understand the progression. They'll understand the importance of prioritizing and always looking at consequences. If I do that, what is it going to mean? What is it going to mean to my staff? What is it going to mean to my workers? What is it going to mean to my customers? What is it going to mean to my bank?
Yeah. Wasn't it Saul Alinsky who said, if we get hold of the kids before they're a certain age, then we can do whatever we want. They know that they can manipulate and shape that mind within those first few years. And once that's done, it's trying to unwind all the brainwashing and manipulation that has gone on those first very definitive formative years is very, very difficult. And that's why they got to focus on the kids. That's why they got to put drag queens in front of these kids and try to make a kid confused, try to make a kid think, well, I don't know, I guess today I want to be a girl. No, tomorrow I want to be a boy. Well, I don't know. I It's not what God made me. It's what I feel like doing today. I mean, it's insane, but it's all part of the manipulation and the destruction of the culture and the individual.
Well, we have to stop that from happening, and we can, and it's not difficult. And basically, we have to understand where we're spending our money and not spend it on corporations that hate us. Go to your little stores in your town and support them instead of the big box stores. And I know it's going to be hard right now. And every time I go and I look at something, I go, do I need another blah, blah, blah from China? No, and I put it back. Pay attention to where you buy your things. That's one thing. Try making friends and buddies with your legislator so that when you make a call and you say, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah is happening, because they don't know everything. They don't. They're human just like everybody else. They're doing a million things just like everybody else. So if you learn something, you should be talking to them just like everybody else. And finally, we have to go back and demand the same things that these people are getting. We just had a transgender month of June. So where is the heterosexual month? Where is the cisgender?
Exactly.
Why aren't we demanding that? We should bring a group of people into the school board meeting and tell the school board that we are there to help them set up the next year's calendar, and we want to know what month is going to be the cisgender heterosexual month so that we can prepare for it.
I want American Pride Month. We can have all these other Pride Months. Why can't we have American Pride?
Absolutely not at all. We can have anything we want. We have to ask for it. And if we do ask for it, they will be put in a very bad position because they believe in equity. And this is not equity. If you have a month and I don't get one, that's not fair and you're going to hurt my feelings. We can make a lot of fuss and we can do it simply and easily, but we have to do it. And that's what you have to be dedicated to do. So
yep.
I believe everybody that's listening knows at least three people that are on your side. Talk to them. Come up with a strategy. Go around your neighborhood. Gather some people. We have to make an impression. And in the end, if they say no, you get to say, well, I'm taking my child out of so-and-so school, and I'm going to apply to the Department of Education and get a HOPE scholarship and put my child in any school I want. Get
exactly.
The kids out of those indoctrination clinics, because the only thing they understand is money. They count heads. That's all they care about. They count heads. And if you got enough heads there in September, then they get boku bucks. I know in Jackson County,
shut down.
They get about $8,200 a kid, and up in New York, they're getting $23,000 a child to turn out a bunch of morons.
We've definitely got to shut down the Federal Department of Education. It can be done, but it's up to the states,
yes.
The people, and the states. You've got to start the local thing. We talk, it's all local routine. We have to start there. We have to totally realize and appreciate that education is a local issue. You've got to be engaged locally and get the federal government out of education. This is where it truly all starts. Where they keep waving the carrot, and people, and the weak individuals who are in public office, they go and sacrifice the future of these kids for more money because they want to have Common Core or whatever all these other stupid programs ever since the Department of Education. We've got to get that down. Which should also be a very big question as you're talking to these candidates. You can ask the question on both sides. You can ask the Democrat and the Republican and the Libertarian or whoever else. You can ask the candidates the same question. And you got to go by who's giving you the right answer and who has really, truly lived that right answer. If they've never been in office, and obviously they don't have a voting record, but if they have been, go look and see what their voting record was. What did they support? What did they truly believe in? And what they're telling you is lip service if they went and did something totally different. Liz Cheney, she's always been a globalist, but people thought she was some kind of a conservative. Well, I think they've learned the lesson. Hopefully, I am really confident she's not going to get reelected. Excuse me, not unless she turns into a Democrat. That would be her only chance. She's not going to get reelected as a Republican because she's shown who her true colors are. So it's the same thing. We've got to do the same thing.
28 behind? I think she's 28 points behind.
Yeah, too bad.
That's 28 points too little.
Well, well, she's substantially behind, but no, assume nothing, exactly. Because she's out there trying to round up the Democrats to vote for. So this, and Liz Cheney, that's the ultimate example why you got to get her out of the primary. Get her out of the primary, take her off the general ticket, because if she was on the general ballot, she may get the Democrats, you know, and the people who just vote for the letter R. So you do that with a few of the Democrats. Who knows? But she needs to be shut down. Perfect example of what we don't need in office. Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
She is the example. Yep. Her and Murkowski and Susan Collins, those idiots.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're not idiots, folks, and we have to know them for who they are. They're globalists. They're making money at this. They don't care about us. They don't care what we do. They want to make money, period, because every single one of them goes there broke and makes a boku money. And unfortunately, I don't know, Sally, if you saw that AOC is now so upset that she can't make it on her legislative salary. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, so sad. This is the other piece of this. That at what point are the working class people of America going to say, wait a minute, how come they're getting how much money? How come these people go into public service, so-called public service, with virtually nothing or very little? I mean, we'll take the Rick Scott kind of aside, but many go in there with virtually nothing and come out millionaires, multimillionaires. You know, who do you think they're working for, people? Obviously, they got enough money out of our taxes, but it wasn't our taxes that made them rich. It was all the wheeling and dealing and selling us out is that really got them rich, and including their deals with communist China and Russia and whoever else, Ukraine. You know, it's all these other backroom deals that they got going on that do this. And we keep selling our soul to them, so it's all in our hands. We better do a lot of praying. Dear Lord, help us. We've made mistakes here. We thought we were doing the right thing, or at least we thought we were safe by electing people we thought would represent us. But we have found the errors of our ways. We now realize that we were the ones who didn't pay attention. We did not do the job that we were supposed to do as citizens. Citizenship is not a spectator sport, people. You've got to be in the game. You cannot be the useless idiot, which the word idiot, from what I recall, what Karen is, those who choose not to be part of the town square. Don't go and find out what's going on with their city. The useless idiots are useless or useful, you can say either way to me, idiots who just sit on the sidelines and don't participate and don't know what's going on. They're destroying us as well. But we are coming down to the end here. Karen, give your last thoughts on, of course, your show. Let everybody know about your show and everything, and we will wrap it up. And it's been a good discussion. John, I know you're still out there. We'll get back to you a little bit more next week, but please don't talk over people. It drives me crazy. Anyway, go for it, Karen.
Oops, I have to shut off the mute button. I wanted to thank you so much for having such a wonderful show. It is always a pleasure to be here. And my show is called The Prism of America's Education, because I believe that everything we do goes through the process of education so that you know how to interact in what society has to offer. And right now we have a group of people who are trying to play God and make society into their own sick image, and it is sick, and they are evil, and we have to do everything that we can to stop them. And I believe we gave a lot of clues. I believe we gave a lot of hints. I believe we gave a lot of ideas of what can be done, and it's up to us to do it because we cannot sit any longer. I tell everyone when they ask me, how did we get here? And I say, look in the mirror, what did you do? What did you belong to? What did you help? What did you become part of? And for the most part, it's nothing. It is nothing they have become part of. And that is why we're in the predicament we're in. The other thing is they're bringing in all of these illegals. We know that we'll have many of them left over. We know that if we have the right crowd in our legislature, we will get the borders closed. We really need to have the border closed, period, for everyone for at least a couple of years so that we can sort out and see who's here and who needs to go. But instead of teaching multiculturalism, we have to beat them at their own game and teach them about America. Because these people, for the most part, are leaving oppression that for the likes of which we have never seen. Now, are they wrong for being here? Yes. But they were given an invitation, so then you really have to say no. They were invited by an illegitimate regime that is trying to destroy the country. So should they stay? That's going to be a question mark. I believe that they should leave, and I believe we should straighten out America first. But I doubt if that's going to happen. I have to be realistic as well. So knowing that these people are going to be here, knowing that they have come from communist countries that have oppressed them beyond imagination, we need to teach them about America. And then we will ensure that we never have a Democrat Communist Party again. So we have to follow what they have done. What did they do? They went after our kids. What should we do? Go after our kids. Let's not be stupid. Yeah. They had a plan that worked. We follow their plan. We change the outcome. Then we win. It's very easy. We have to
when
do
you
it.
You think about how many times the Democrats have played this game over and over again, because how did they get the blacks, the majority, when they did nothing for the blacks? They were the ones who kept the blacks from voting. So just they are the masters of manipulation and brainwashing.
Exactly. Well, it's our turn, and we're not going to get there by sitting on the sidelines and thinking that they're nice people. They're not nice people. When I look at them now, I say, you are trying to steal my future. Why would I have anything to do with you? And go from there and start telling people. I started talking to people. I don't, never really was that kind of a talker online in a supermarket. I talk to people now. And they are willing to talk, and a lot of them just are uninformed, because they're busy with their lives. And what they are expecting is that the people who are in charge will treat them fairly. And the lucky thing is that we had a President Trump who showed them 2 years of what it is to be treated fairly. Because the first 2 years, stupid Paul Ryan assisted in making sure that everything Trump did was tied up. That creep.
Yep.
Bastard.
A
globalist communist pig. Not
yep.
even a Republican. He doesn't even deserve to have the Republican name. Anyway, thank you, Miss Sally. Prism of America's Education can be seen on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. And you can just go to AmericaOutLoud.com. If you can't figure that out, then just type in Karen with a K, K karenschoen.com, and that will take you to the network page, and you will be able to see all of the articles that I have written and listen to many of the podcasts. So again, thank you so much, Miss Sally. It has been a pleasure as always. And John, great talking to you, and I am going to say good night.
Good night. Thank you. Yep. thank you, Karen, very much. Good conversation, good facts. We need to share information. As you have said many, many times, knowledge is useless if you don't share it. So I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Please get engaged. Go back to what we talked about at the beginning about freedom of speech. If you're outraged by it, take action. We've got to do something. It is up to us. We can't sit on our hands and depend those people that we elect with the best of intentions that they're going to solve the problem, and we have to pay attention. We've got to get back to those states' rights. We have to let our states play a much bigger role, because the states are the ones that will keep Washington under control as well, Washington, D.C. We've got to retrain, re-educate ourselves, and be re-engaged. Take ownership of our country. That's what we have to do. So anyway, please be good to each other. Get involved. Tune in next week, and we'll take it from there. Dear Lord, help us, and God bless America. Good night, everyone.
Good night.